Blog Talk Radio.
Is that J Plus? Like this. With your independent, everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us, you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikia with Ron, the hybrid one. And that boy Del Sean. Upside down, WA to the YS. We the best, yeah, we fight, not a test. Our radio slides in the old wagon set. Like, you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit. Boys crewing into and we throw the come through and we can show you we support that local everything. Online radio. Independent everything.
Deck for another exciting episode of Independent Everything, and I am your host, Franz the Hybrid One, Metal Music Records, allthingsfranz.com, radio, and Bebo Plus Plus, and that lovely lady in that chair right there, she in high rise today, that is the one, the only, that is Nakia Qualis, also known as the Hybrid Queen. She is the owner of In Motion Events, and Shoes in Motion. She's the executive A&R for Metal Music Entertainment Management, Metal Music Records. She is basically the neck that turns the head. Hey, sweetie.
I'm sorry. Did you say basically?
Okay. Basically. That is
no,
a word, right?
I am. I am the neck that turns your big head. Now, everyone knows who we are. You know I'm super excited today because you know you call me a groupie, and so today I am readily going to admit that, yes, I am a groupie of our guest and her band. So could you just go ahead and introduce our guest today? Because
Let me introduce the guest today.
Please,
the one, the only Miss Cheryl Cooley of the female funk band Climax. And for those of y'all that have not checked out the promo that's everywhere, let me just give you a little bit of background on Miss Cooley. The R&B all-female funk band Climax is climactic, still going strong. Their music is a staple on the radio and in dance clubs around the world, belting out hits like The Men All Pause and Meeting in the Ladies' Room. The group's name is synonymous with classic women's anthems. Their beautiful ballad, I Miss You, was Billboard magazine's number 3 song of 1986 and still to this day is played when love is in the air. Much of the group's success can be credited to Cheryl Cooley, co-founder and original member. She has personally nurtured the group's unique sound by overseeing the fusion of 80s funk with a modern swag. Her enthusiasm and vision has transformed Climax into a leaner, meaner entity producing live music that delivers dynamic vocals and uncompromised grooves. These ladies are serious about entertaining their fans and continuing the great legacy of Climax. Hello, Miss Cooley. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Thank you for that intro. All right. Hey.
If I was any better, I'd be twins. But we are so very, 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 very stoked about having you on the show today. And we normally have a format that we do, but I was already informed by that neck that things are going to change up today. She's basically handling all of the controls and all of the everything today. So I'm just going to step back here in my little corner right here, and I'm going to turn this big mic over to the Hybrid Queen. Do your thing.
Thank you, sweetheart. You're such a sweetie.
He's pausing so, like in the Men All Pause, huh?
Yes, exactly. I am so excited to have you on Independent Everything with us today, to the fact that, or to the point that normally I have a regimen before we go live on Wednesdays and Sundays. I have some things that I do to kind of get me prepared for the interview. Well, today, like, I've been full face makeup all day. I had to refresh my lipstick, and my daughter goes, Mom, it's just a regular interview. No, sweetie, this is Climax. This is Cheryl Cooley of Climax. And my daughter is 14, but she's very old school. She loves the, you know, the 70s and the 80s music. So she's like, Climax, what? Are you serious? So I'm like, yes, and Dasha, just go listen. So, yes, I am super excited to have you here today. Again, welcome to Independent Everything.
Oh, thank you so much for that. Oh, you're trying to make us a scratch.
No, of course not. I'm going to jump right into this because I know that I am not quite as old as Franz is, but I did grow up with Climax, and so I know that I have a lot of the 70s babies listening in today because we grew up, you know, listening to Climax. So how did the group Climax form?
Oh, wow. You know, we all didn't know each other before we stepped into that rehearsal room, and it's like fate just kind of threw us together. Everybody has their own story as to how we finally met up in that one rehearsal room, and things just magically came together musically. I mean, even I was rehearsing with another band, and a couple of the girls saw me in a rehearsal room and walked into the room and said, "You don't want to play with them. You want to come play with us. We have an all-female band." So, you know, just the magic of being in the room and, you know, women power, the energy that we had, the, you know, just there was no limit to what we felt that we could accomplish musically. It was just really magical.
How did you come about the name Climax?
Well, you know, the drummer of the group, she kind of played around with some words and stuff and wanted to have a name that was exciting, that, you know, brought interest to people wanting to listen to the music. And, you know, just kind of using the word Climax, you know, being the ultimate peak of musical excitement. And, you know, we just kind of changed the lettering of the word itself to make it our own.
So the letters don't stand for anything?
Oh, no. Just like I said, Climax, the ultimate peak of music excitement.
Honey, believe me, I know all about Climax and that ultimate peak that you're talking about, but it's spelled with a C. So, you know, I completely understand. Completely understand. As the original, I have to behave on this show, I'm sorry. As the original guitar for Climax, when did you start playing the guitar?
Oh, wow. You know, actually, no one in my family played any kind of musical instrument. And my sister was married to a jazz musician by the name of Hubert Laws. And he was on tour with a jazz group called Mongo Santa Maria. And he happened to have his guitar at our house. And I was kind of picking at it. I had my own little toy guitar trying to make it sound like his. And all of a sudden somebody said, "Hey, let's get Cheryl some guitar lessons." So, you know, I started when I was in grade school and took guitar lessons for years and went on from there. I just studied music in school and got my college degree in commercial music, and that really gave me the skills and the tools to be able to get Climax to, you know, the musical level to be able to sign a record contract.
Now, what type of guitars do you play?
Oh, wow. Well, on stage, I play a Fender Telecaster. It's actually a Squire Telecaster. It's got a raunchy, dirty sound, so it really works well on stage. And when I'm in the studio, I play a American Standard that's much more cleaner sounding.
Okay. Is the guitar the only instrument you play?
Yes, uh-huh. That's my main instrument, guitar. Every once in a while they try to throw me on bass, but it just doesn't feel as comfortable as guitar.
Now, I am known around Independent Everything as Charlamagne the God. I really don't know why, because I'm a sweetie. I really am. But tell me about the period of separation with Climax.
Oh, wow. You know, it's really unfortunate that, you know, sometimes as a group, everyone doesn't have the same dream or the same vision to see a more completed, bigger picture. And after the Climax had, you know, got dropped by the record company in 1990, we really didn't do anything else as a group, as a band, And one day I got a phone call, about 2002, I guess, I got a phone call from our manager who asked me, you know, if I could, you know, get the girls together and start doing some of the old school concert circuit that they had out. And the only reason why he called me was because there's a running joke in the band that I still have the same phone number that they've always known me as. So some kind of way he figured everybody would have contacted me in some sort of way since I still had the same phone number. So, you know, I asked the girls if they wanted to reunite and, you know, get back together and do some of the old school concerts. And, you know, at first they were like, okay. And then they started saying, I don't know, you know, too old, too fat, got too many kids, it's not going to work, whatever their excuse was. And but I still wanted to push forward and you know, try it. You don't know till you try.
Right.
I kept pressing forward and, even though they had, you know, dropped off the idea, I was really hoping that they would see that I was still trying to push forward and they would want to continue on. But that didn't happen. And so I pressed on and here I am today.
So you are the only original member still remaining in the band?
Right, yes. Mm-hmm.
During that period of separation, did you have another band, a Unruly Cooley band?
Well, yeah. I took the opportunity to do some original music, and I, you know, recorded under Unruly Cooley, and then also I performed in the same band doing some casino lounge dates. So I was able to, you know, still kind of pursue a broader arena of music by doing Unruly Cooley.
Why the name Unruly? Are you really off the chain? I mean, why Unruly? You just seem so sweet and like me, you know, sweet and innocent and mellow and down to earth. So Unruly? Franz, be quiet. No comments to me.
Well, I was given that name by the original lead vocalist. She said that, you know, I would be quiet, mild-mannered when I was off stage, and then all of a sudden when I got on stage, I would unleash this massive stage personality. So came the name Unruly Cooley because I would be somebody else on stage.
I see. Now, see, I'm just the opposite. I am cool, calm, collected, composed in front of everyone, and then those that know me intimately know that I'm really off the chain, just really.
Okay. Somehow or another, no. Something in your voice is telling me that's okay. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
Hey, it's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's right. That's what I say. That's what I say.
Now, some of you may have had the opportunity to listen to the interview, a very lengthy, very informative interview that Franz held with Cheryl last month on allthingsfranz.com radio. If you did not get the opportunity to listen to it, it still is available on YouTube, Ustream. Make sure that you listen to it because I'm not going to be able to cover everything today that he asked. But I want you to tell our listening audience about the titles of two of my favorite songs, Meeting in the Ladies' Room and The Men All Pause.
Okay, well, let's do Meeting in the Ladies' Room first. There was one day there was one of the guys from Midnight Star was in a club with his girlfriend. They were partying, having a good time. And one of the girls in Climax saw him in the club. Now, at that time, we were label mates. Midnight Star and Climax were both on the Solar label. So when she walked in the club, she saw him, was really excited to see him, and ran over and and yelled his name and hugged him and kissed him. And, of course, you know, he was happy to see her too. But, unfortunately, his girlfriend did not see it eye to eye. She read it in another way and was a little upset that this woman came over to her man and was giving him all of this affection. So she jumped up and went straight to the ladies' room because she was much, much unhappy. So he thought to himself, wow, that's a great idea for a song title. So he and Midnight Star went into the studio and wrote the song Meeting in the Ladies' Room for Climax.
I can relate to that young lady. I really can because it's hard in this industry when you are involved with someone else who's in the industry. I have that issue. You know, I'd rather take it to the street instead of take it to the ladies' room, but, you know,
no.
That just means that.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
And the men all pause.
Now, the men all pause. Well, you know, one time we were in rehearsal and, you know, as you use energy and, you know, just all of a sudden one of the girls say, "Ooh, I think I'm having a hot flash. I'm hot." And so, you know, at that time we were, you know, we were really young, and so somebody kind of yelled out, said, "Oh, it must be menopause." We're like, "Nah, not menopause, not now." And so somebody said, "Menopause, that'd be a great song to sing about being hot in menopause." But, you know, we hadn't experienced it yet. So she said, "Menopause, men, let's change that to the men all pause."
Wow. Now, I'm sure a lot of you listeners today would have never guessed because, you know, with me, it's my striking smile, my lips, my eyes, my hair color, the way that I walk. That's what makes the man pause. But I'm sure a lot of you listening had no idea that that is where that title came from. Cheryl, I'm showing off today. I really am because, you know, I very seldom do I get to run everything. So I'm really showing off today. Really, I am. I'm done. You've answered everything that I wanted to know about you and Climax. I'm going to give Franz just a little bit of time, just a little bit. Franz, you there, baby?
Yeah, I'm just sitting back enjoying myself. You done?
I'm done, sweetheart. Go ahead.
With your eyes and your lips and your walk and your hair, you done?
Yeah. You know what? That's what used to make the men pop. You know what? I am 1 month.
She's gonna
Let
fix that
fix
now,
that
Cheryl.
Up. Let me
She's fix
it
fix
because
that,
I am getting married next month, and and my fiance happens to be Franz. So let me fix that up. That's what used to happen. You know what happened was.
Clean
so you know
up,
what I'm talking
clean
about.
Up.
You know. That's what attracted you, my lips and my eyes. So don't even play. Go ahead.
Now, Climax, we were actually talking, as she had alluded to the interview that I did with you on the music video show, and we got into a lot. And, you know, and I told you I wanted to actually get you over on this format because it's more of an informative for the for the audience that tunes in, it's all about independence and what it is to be independent in the entertainment industry, whether it's music or, you know, as an author or whatever, you know, it is that is your particular, you know, niche in the business. And you had expressed to me like how you had first got your deal and how that all came to pass. And that, you know, when you had first started, you were working at a bank, correct?
Yeah, I was, you know, I had just gotten out of college, like I said, with my music degree. And, of course, you know, having to find some type of work, I was working in a bank. And I was telling my supervisor that, you know, hey, I'm in this all-girl band. And I was showing her our promo picture. And, she was like, she was really excited for me because I was excited. And so she says, hey, you know, if you give me, you know, a demo tape, I'll take it to my uncle. He is the producer for Peebo Bryson and Minnie Riperton. His name is Johnny Pate. And so, you know, I went back and told the girls, let's put together a demo tape. And we gave it to him. And he actually was not impressed. When he heard the demo tape, he was like, it's all right, but, I think you should do better. Well, in the interim, he happened to have lunch with a lady who was the vice president of Solar Records at the time. Her name was Margaret Nash. And he gave her the demo tape and said, it's this all-girl band. I don't think they're that good, but maybe you can do something with them. So, and I'm only saying that because a lot of times we assume doors are closed, but they're not really. So she took the demo tape and played it, and she loved it. She loved the idea of an all-female band. She loved the sound. And she called me up and said, hey, I want to come to your next rehearsal. So, I have to say, I was surprised and I wasn't surprised because I kept living in a sense of expectation that a record deal was going to come our way. So when she came to our rehearsal, she was like all smiles and excited. She brought the president of the company to our rehearsal, Dick Griffey, who was the president of Solar Records, and they signed us up within a couple of months. We were signing a record deal. They were just as excited about us as we were about them. But aside from that, I also want to tell your listeners, just if you do have any type of passion, doors seem to close, but they don't, because every record company we sent our demo tape to, they said no. All it took was that one yes. And we signed us up immediately. Our first producers were Lakeside, and, we had a record out in less than a year that we were all together.
And that's another thing. So Lakeside was already on Solar, correct?
Correct, yeah. Lakeside, I think Whispers, Shalimar, Dynasty, Gary Lucas, they were already on Solar. So it wasn't a big label, but it was right. It was a very significant label. I mean, they had some pretty major names on there.
Yeah. And how did the decision come about, to decide who was going to produce you?
Well, that's what I was saying. When we signed to Solar, they had already decided that they were going to basically give us as a project to Lakeside to produce, for them to be our producers. So they produced our entire first album, which was called Never Underestimate the Power of a Woman. And our next album was called Girls Will Be Girls, and it just so happens that we were produced by some new producers at the time by the name of Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And they produced a song on us called Wild Girls. So, Solar had, they had a vision, but they weren't quite sure how to market us because, we had two albums that didn't do very well. And it may have been timing. It may have been the audience's, reception of an all-girl band. But a lot of people don't realize that our popular album, Meeting in the Ladies' Room, was actually our third LP.
And so if you had some advice to give young, aspiring artists that are looking to break into the industry, knowing that a lot of things have changed from those times, but the more things change, the more they stay the same. And so, it's still the same struggle, just a different millennium. But what advice would you give young aspiring artists that are trying to, find their way in this industry? Just share with them, if you were, first of all, looking at these young artists from a label standpoint, from a producer standpoint, and then finally, just maybe from a managerial standpoint, on all three of those particular points, just what advice would you give young aspiring artists, male or female, that are trying to break into the industry today and trying to get their record deal? What would you say to them?
Oh, well, first of all, you always keep learning. You never know enough. You have to always learn. You have to learn from books, from the internet. Always continue to, to grow your information, your education. Never give up your dream. Never give up your dream. Never give up your dream. I can't say that enough. If you have a passion to write music, if you have a passion to perform music, if you have a passion to paint rocks and sell them, if that's your passion, don't give up on it. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be naysayers and think you're crazy to try to pursue your dream or your passion, but your passion is your purpose in life. You have to continue on no matter what obstacles they are. Like I said, Climax had all kinds of no's, no from every record company except for one. All it takes is one yes. If your passion is to be in music, don't give that up for anybody. Don't. That is your passion. That is your dream. That is your path. Like I said, if you want to continue to expand your education, I totally encourage you to do that, because you can never learn enough. The industry is always changing, always changing. And there's never a time where you know enough. There's always something more new to learn. We're writing the script. The music industry has changed. And we're writing the script as we go along. The industry is the same as it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago. It's not the same. We're writing the script as we walk in life each and every day. So if you have an idea that has never been tried before in music, go for it. You don't know. That could be the next turning point of how music is performed, how music is recorded. If you have an idea and everybody thinks you're crazy, go for that idea. Don't let anybody stop you.
Real talk. Okay, and the other thing I did want to ask was, you said you had a lot of no's. You got the one yes. And then, of course, where it comes to, the performing. I mean, we talk a lot about what it is, what makes a difference between someone that is making and isn't. Of course, I always say it's about relationship. It is in this industry. It's about the relationships you're able to establish that makes a difference in where you are and whether or not, you are a viable entity in this industry. It's really about relationships. But one of the other things I wanted to ask you, you said that you had two products that came out and they didn't do very well. What do you think was the difference besides maybe timing and people's reception, of an all-girls band? You told me, I think, when we had the other interview that it was one record company or promotional entity versus another. Talk to me about that a little bit, about the difference in how you were promoted or whatever that difference was that you think made the difference in that third project.
Each album we had a different distributor. Solar was going through different distributors. Like our first album was distributed by RCA. Our second album was distributed by Warner Electro Asylum. Our third album was distributed by MCA. And MCA, of course, thought it was a great idea to have an all-female band. And, it was definitely the push forward to a guy by the name of Billy Brill, who really pushed for us to be recognized as an all-female band out there in the industry. And the one thing that I really think that made it catch on was the fact that video had just kind of started into the industry. So people were able to visually see, wow, Climax, they're an all-female band. I've never seen that before. So that really is what I think kind of caught people off guard, not just because of the song, the menopause, and its affirmative statement, but to also see an all-female band on a video, on stage, performing. That really is what caught people's interest in Climax.
Okay. And so you had a new distributor at the time. You had MCA. They were behind you 100%. Do you think that was a major factor as well, as opposed to the two previous distributors not being so gung-ho about this all-female band? You think that was a factor?
Well, I mean, I don't know all the, backroom dealings and stuff, but yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I think MCA, saw a bigger picture, saw something new, saw something fresh. Of course, MCA had many, many artists on their roster at the time.
Right.
I want to say even at the time they were innovators of bringing, new artists, new music to the forefront. So,
yeah.
I mean, this was something new for them. This was something new for everybody to see, an all-female R&B band, a self-contained band with something brand new. And maybe, people weren't ready for it 5 years before. But, we're talking about, it was the mid-80s, and, kind of in the mid-decades is kind of when the music business kind of makes a right turn into something else, as we can even see today.
Right.
So it was really timing like I said, the video, the MCA distribution, even the staff at Solar Records. I mean, everybody saw that there could be a new potential behind an all-female band. People could see it on video.
Okay. All right. once again, Cheryl, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your old, so busy schedule to join us here on Independent Everything. Again, it has been very enlightening. It has been certainly a positive force for us and for those listening, just to be able to, you know, pick your brain and to communicate with you about where you guys came from and to have fun with you. You're such a fun person, and I love the fact that you love sharing. Yeah, sharing what you've been through as an artist. It is great to be able to do that with you. I thank you for importing the knowledge that you have, because I know that a lot of the artists that are part of the Melody Music Records label are probably listening, and I just wanted these guys to always be motivated. And certainly there's nothing more motivating than being able to speak with the legend in the industry that has had success, and to be able to find out what it is that the thought process that goes behind being a success, and knowing that there are always a lot of naysayers. There's going to be some no's, and you use those as stepping stones to the yeses. And I want you guys to always remember what Cheryl said: don't give up. If it's your passion, if you know it's your passion, then it turns into your purpose. So you always want to continue on that, no matter what anybody's saying to you. And again, we've been live here on Independent Everything with my co-host, the one, the only, the Hybrid Queen. I am Franz the Hybrid One, all things Franz, radio, music video, and Melody Music Records executive. And we've had the pleasure of having the one, the only, Cheryl Cooley of Climax here with us today, sharing with us some of her history, her vibrant history, and also her knowledge. And I just want to say salute to Climax, salute to Cheryl Cooley, and everything that you brought to this industry and continue to bring to this industry. Much, much success in the future. And, of course, we'll have you back on both shows in the future. It'll be like a family gathering. We'll be able to talk about what's going on in all of our lives and in future episodes.
Yeah.
Any last words, Nikia?
If I could just say, for everybody to check out our website, we're going to be performing in Oxnard, California with Zap and the SOS Band April 11th. So, I invite your listening audience to come out to the show, and then we're going to be in Columbus, Mississippi on the 23rd of May. So, we're out there performing, and please visit our website at climax.com, KLYMAXX.com.
And so if somebody wanted to get in touch with you for events, they would just go to the website, or is there an email or a number that they would dial, Cheryl?
Just go to the website? The email is Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, at climax.com, or climax@climax.com. I'm right there. And, of course, I'm always on Facebook. You can check us out at facebook.com/climaxmusic. Sure. I always answer all the fans that email me or send me a message on Facebook.
Great. There it is, guys. You guys want to contact Cheryl for advice, for booking, for events, for speaking or whatever, that's how you get in touch with Cheryl Cooley. Nikia, last words? Final words?
Oh, yeah. You could just call me because, Cheryl, that's my homegirl now, so I'll hook you up with her.
Real talk. Anyway, once again, guys, Melody Music Records has a lot of music out there for you right now. We've just released Belligerence, the third in a series on Voice, a True Go-Getter. It will be available everywhere. Now it is at the NerveDJsMixtapes.com worldwide network for your listening pleasure, and on her page at www.metalthemusic.com. Hit the More tab, go down to Voice, and you can pull up her last three projects for 2015. She has released an album a month in a 12-album series that she's releasing as challenged by her daughters, and she's on point to do just that. Also, don't forget, hashtag Get On It from Black Earl is available for you. It is available everywhere on all fine download and streaming sites. Look forward to be part of the SiriusXM and DMX and Pandora. What is it? Rosters really, really soon, as well as over 1,300 other venues and 123 countries, as well as what else has been released? Poetic Ambition by Kali Kia. Also, Him by the one, the only, the Hybrid Queen, Nakia Quellis is available. Confirmed is available. And Personality from Young Fallen Angel, as well as Get Your Ish Straight by Kingpin. So you guys go get these products. Go get them. Don't forget, visit Cheryl Cooley, Facebook, and at their website at climax.com. Thank you so much again, Cheryl. This has been another episode of Independent Everything. And until next Sunday, you guys do it independent, do it like everything. And what is it? Love, peace. Can I get some?
And hair grease.
There it is. Well, holla. Thank y'all so much.
Bye.
Bye.